Today, I'm going to take time and visit with Mark Vasquez. He is with YSS. And Mark, run through your title for me again. You're coordinator.
So I'm the YSS Clinic Operations Director.
Okay. And based in Ames.
Based in Ames.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I live in Boone, work in Ames.
Okay. Like, there's a few. There's a few of you that make that commute. So again, what is in that position? What are you covering? What are you taking care of? What are you responsible
for? So I'm responsible for the day-to-day business administration of our YSS outpatient clinic. So I oversee the psychiatry and medication management program, the integrated health services program, the intake staff, so those people who answer the phones and help people get initiated with services, the schedulers, and any of the, you know, office needs. So all six of our offices, if they're staffed, what their hours are, if they have supplies, things like that.
You have a lot of things to keep track of.
Yep.
Your plate is full. Let's put it that way. So today you're going to join us and talk a little bit. Well, one of the primary things we want to talk about is integrated health services. And again, a lot of people will go, so just what does this mean? Because for many people, they may not be familiar. For those that are providing the service, you know how this ties together. But for the average listener, what is integrated health services?
So integrated health services is a Medicaid-funded program. It's a care coordination program. So you have to have an eligible mental health diagnosis. It can't be ADHD or autism, but it can be a number of other things like anxiety, depression, any number of those other things. And so Medicaid allows for you, if you fit the qualifications, to get assigned a care coordinator. So every month someone will reach out to the families and ask, is there anything you need help with? Are there any like barriers to you being able to provide for your kids, whether it's transportation, you know, assistance with school during the summer? Like, we help families navigate things like getting pool passes, getting into summer camps, things like that.
It's one of those, to me, it's like, we know your family's having an issue. There are things. A lot of times, is it just getting a chance to let parents or family, those parents or guardians, I'm guessing, that are because you're probably working with younger people, just a chance to talk about what's happening.
So a lot of our families, you know, they come to us because they've reached a point where trying to take everything on themselves is too much.
Yeah.
And so they just need somebody to help guide them. Like, they don't necessarily, some need us to step in and help them to a greater extent, but others just want somebody to hear them and somebody to basically recommend, like, this is what you can do. These are some options.
Sure.
And not being able to navigate the complex mental health system in the state, you know, a lot of people are disadvantaged in knowing what's available.
Oh my.
You know, or, you know, they call the phone numbers to try to get services and are told there's a wait list or you can't get in, and then they give up because they don't know where else to turn. You know, they don't know that there's other options possibly. There's things like virtual counseling. You know, there's like with schools, you know, they've tried to explain to the school that they've done all they can and they need help, but they're not saying it in a way that the school can understand what kind of help they need. So it's at that point that if they're in our program, we can step in and act as that intermediary to try to explain, these are the barriers that they have. How can you help us get past them?
Just kind of, it's almost like being a coach.
Yep. Yep. And we've had a lot of success stories. There's a lot of families that are able to get, you know, back on their feet or get things stabilized to where the parent can take more control over how the, you know, the services are rendered. There are some situations where, you know, it's past the point where the parent can, you know, help. And so we look at things like inpatient or referrals to a higher level of care, you know, different kinds of testing programs, things like that, to empower the parent to have the access to the documentation needed to try to get these higher services.
Integrated health services, is this one that can avoid, I mean, because each case is different, obviously. Mm-hmm. Each case is different. Families have different makeups and, you know, operate differently. But this is, please try to avoid getting beyond that point where we have to go even more in-depth.
Yeah, I mean, because unfortunately, like, some of our referrals will come from DHS because it's gotten to the point where the state is involved. And so the DHS worker is recommending that we step in to help the family, you know, deal with whatever the issue is, whether it's placement, whether it's getting into services somewhere, whether it's helping the parent make sure those services are provided. The same thing with the police, you know, legal mm-hmm. affairs. We want to try to avoid that, which is why we're trying to push to get people in before it gets to that point. Because we can identify fairly quickly when somebody may need those services. I mean, you know, when families come in and it's obvious that they're struggling, or they give us, you know, when they're talking to us during the intake or during sure. the first appointment, and they're talking about how they're struggling financially or struggling to get their kids in services or get their kids in like a summer camp or something. Those are the signs of, well, maybe we need to talk to this person. And in Boone, we're fortunate enough to have some grant money that we can use for people who aren't on Medicaid. So we're mm-hmm. able to provide the integrated health service to a few families that would sure. fit the profile, but not necessarily have Medicaid to help them with that.
So now I'm going to get into some of your business side of this, because you mentioned Medicaid service, and we know the legislature has made some adjustments here. Obviously, some people are going to be impacted, and some right here in Boone County.
So in Boone, we're fortunate enough from a variety of funders to have grant funds to be able to provide counseling services, integrated health services, mm-hmm. a variety of our outpatient services for a limited time at least. It's on a per case basis, you know, it depends sure. on what your need is, how long you're going to need services. And then we can talk about whether or not we need to approach agency like CICS or another mm-hmm. funder to help cover the cost. But insurance, having access to insurance shouldn't be a barrier. And so we have several, I mean, if those fail, we also have a sliding fee scale that mm-hmm. allows us to charge based on income. Sure. So like if a family doesn't make enough, but doesn't qualify for any of the other,
they're stuck in the middle, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they can get in for like 10% or 20%. It depends on their income. So there's all these different options that we can give. We don't want people to just avoid services because they think they can't afford them, or they assume that they won't qualify. Yeah. It's always better to ask us and see what the options are than to just walk away.
So. Yeah, it's even if you just get started and get an idea, you might be able to direct them some other way.
That's, yeah, people don't realize, like, they think getting an assessment or getting a diagnosis is committing to the service, and it's like, it's not. There's a lot of social programs and funding that is available once you have that diagnosis. So it's like, if there's a problem, or if you're concerned that there's a mental health problem, you know, getting an assessment will give you a one-page summary that has a diagnosis on it that you can then use for other programs. Mm-hmm. So it's like, at the very least, you're empowered with having something from a licensed professional saying, yes, your child has anxiety, or yes, your child has depression, which goes a long way in like the school system or getting assistance from the state when you have something documented mm-hmm. rather than just them chalking it up to this is what the parent says.
Sure. So I know we mentioned a lot about children. What is the age span that you get to deal with?
So YSS, the outpatient clinic, sees all ages. Mm-hmm. So we see kids, we see teenagers, college students, parents, grandparents.
Okay.
For our outpatient services, there is no age limit. The integrated health program is, we're the youth provider for integrated health. So we see, we take on families, you know, with young kids all the way up till 18, and we can keep them on after 18 if the need mm-hmm. is there. A lot of people assume once they hit 18, because we're a youth program, that we throw them out. And it's like, that's not the case. If you're 18 and you're in our integrated health program, but there is a need for us to continue with it, we're allowed to keep them on.
Yeah. So, and as we know, mental health issues, they don't go away overnight.
No, and especially since the pandemic. Oh, I mean, you have a host of people that the first time they ever dealt with mental health was during the pandemic. And so this is as new to them as it is to everybody else. And so that causes just that many more people. You know, before you had people who already knew that they had issues or understood how counseling works coming in, but now you have a host of other people who've been introduced to those concepts during the 3 years that we were dealing with the pandemic.
I'm guessing if someone makes contact, gets involved, and like I said earlier, each case is different, each family setup is different, but if they make contact, get involved with the integrated health services, there's a lot of times that in relatively short amount of time, you're able to help them get headed in the right direction. And it may not require a lot. It might just be, it might be a half a year. It might be a year.
Yeah. And I mean, we have families who are in integrated health, but not involved in counseling or any kind of mental health service. They need more of the coordination and assistance in like navigating what their needs are type of thing, rather than just getting in services. A lot of people assume they get in integrated health and they're required to do counseling and medication, and that's not true. It's care coordination being the key. You know, we're trying to coordinate what your needs are. So if each family is different, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what are your needs? Are your needs financial? Are your needs, you know, school-related, education, things like that?
Now, schools receptive working with, because now I know a lot of them. In fact, you may have lost a counselor or two to some schools, I'm guessing.
Yep.
But I mean, like so many others, that's got to be one of the challenges, having the people to be able to work with. And I think in integrated health, that's got to be kind of a challenge for those that are working, because they have to keep track of who all is going where and doing what.
Yeah, I mean, like in Boone specifically, like we do services with the elementary schools, the middle school, the high school. We do services with the United Community Schools, Ogden Schools, Madrid Schools. So we're all over. And the one issue that the pandemic brought to light was that there's not enough school services. And so during that time, we just branched out everywhere. And so you have to keep track of all those school contacts.
This is one of his tasks, I can tell. Yep. Hey, got a lot of people out here.
So it's, you know, it's just trying to make sure that communication is done, because that's the key to it, is staying in contact with these places to know, because the schools will start referring. So then you have the parents referring, the state agencies referring, and now the schools referring, you know.
It sounds like it sounds like folks, when he's saying this, you're going, oh my God, there's everything. But I'm guessing numbers are there. But like we said, some can go quickly. Each situation's a little bit different. And that's part of integrated health services, being able to know what's out there, what we can grab from over here, we can use over here. You might need a little bit of assistance here. We might have some support here. You might need longer-term care.
Yep. Yeah, the care coordinators, they're all, most of them come from a social work background or from a mental health background. So it helps in knowing what questions to ask, because when a parent calls, they just know that their kid needs help.
Yeah.
But when you're talking to some of these agencies, if you don't ask the right questions, you're not necessarily going to get the right answer. You're going to get a more generic answer. Whereas if you know exactly what you should be asking for, it can get you through the process quicker.
So you've been working here with YSS 9-10 years.
Yep.
And again, doing a lot of coordinating stuff. Some of the challenges, we've seen some changes, and then the pandemic, as you mentioned, really brought out some of the issues that young people in particular are all of a sudden confronted with. People had never thought about it before, really. But I remember schools, all of a sudden, they were going to the legislature, and they were saying, always the legislature says, you want more money. We want mental health service.
Yep.
They started asking, we need more of that.
Yeah. I mean, the schools have probably been the biggest jump in referrals over the last few years. And there's never enough providers. You know, I could hire someone tomorrow and I would run out of room with them fairly quickly. And in the schools, there's kind of an interesting thing. So some schools don't necessarily require a counselor in the school. But we have, like, in one of our schools, we have what's called the liaison. So we have somebody that goes in and is able to alert us when there's a problem, like when there's a client that may need help. Mm-hmm. And so that takes the pressure off the school having to manage it. And then we can work with the family to figure out what's the best thing for you. Is it an in-school kind of therapy? Should we set you up in our office? Do you need higher services that are outside of the school system? But removing that from the school helps keep the school, keep focus on what's going on.
Yeah. And again, that takes that stress away from them also, which I know that's always one of their concerns too. So for integrated health services with YSS, you cover a sizable area here. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about as far as the number of people you have working in that specific area, and how, again, if public wants to get information about it, what's the best way to go about that?
So the best way to get information about the integrated health program is either to go on our website or just give us a call on our phone number. So mm-hmm. the main phone number, which comes to the Ames office, but the Boone staff also answers it, is 515-233, I think it's 2250.
He doesn't call himself very much.
Right. But it's on our website.
Go to the website, yss.org is probably easy way to get
going. And so we cover Story, we cover Boone, we cover Green. Mm-hmm. We have a staff of about 5 or 6. Each care coordinator has between 50 and 70 cases on their plate.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I mean, Boone makes up, I want to say, about half of our enrolled clients for integrated health.
Is that right?
Which surprised a lot of people, you know, because it's in our office setups, it's one of the smaller offices, and a lot of people don't think about Boone being as big as it is because it's so close to Ames. But yeah, there's probably half of our clients come from Boone.
A lot of need.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of need.
Yep. And I mean, that's due to a lot of things, you know, demographics, you know, mm-hmm. Socioeconomic things. But yeah, Boone makes up almost half of our program.
And I'm guessing, keep my fingers crossed, a lot of your success too.
Yeah.
Can be.
Yeah. I mean, we go where the need is. Mm-hmm. So we just recently started doing integrated health in Mason City, in Marshalltown. We've increased our presence in Webster City. And so, you know, everywhere we go, we find that there's need that hasn't been addressed.
Yeah. Bottom line is, integrated health services is something that's been available through YSS for some time, is an opportunity to meet the needs of individual families and trying to meet the needs within that family.
Yeah.
And get you directed to the right services. The one thing you said earlier was making contact with state agencies and stuff, and we know things have changed at that level too. Again, got to be just as challenging for a family member. It puts a lot more stress on them, too.
Yeah. Well, especially if they don't know what answer they're supposed to get.
Yeah.
So it's like they've called in, they think that they've done what they needed to, aren't aware that there's more steps involved. And so, you know, the state only allows a certain amount of time and then moves on. So it's like if they don't know what they're supposed to know, then they get left off. And so then it all falls apart.
It's all part of that managed care system there. So, again, if you want to find out more about it, if you have any questions, go online, yss.org. Mark may not be the one answering the phone, but somebody will.
Yep.
And that's one of the things you say, we got to have people to answer those phones and be able to get people started.
Yeah, we just hired new staff to help with answering the phones. So if you call, please leave a message. We will get back to you, but soon there should be enough people to answer the phones.
And the importance of integrated health services provided with YSS.
Yeah.
Mark Vasquez, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.